Good morning, time of the morning to you. It's Real Rock J96. Trevor Ray here with you. Happy Tuesday to you this morning on Real Rock J96. Joining me, I have Scott Breading of River Rock Inn and Bait Shop for our Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Trevor. And she put a nice day coming up, a little foggy in northern Wisconsin, but it's starting to warm up. Leaves are all popped out, and the pollen is somewhat settled down, so fishing's on, and everybody's getting out there. The night crawlers are popping out of the ground. Guys are out there picking night crawlers at night. I see the, you know, driving through town at night, and you can see people out shining those lights in their backyards picking night crawlers, so it's got to be good fishing. So we're getting out there, and muskie fishing opened up this weekend. Haven't heard any big ones being caught yet, but I'm sure we'll have a few stories, and we're going to have Josh Teagan on a little bit later on our show this morning. He's a big muskie fisherman, and I doubt Josh hit the opening weekend, but we'll see if we got a few stories from Josh to tell us about some muskie openers.
Speaking of opening weekend this weekend for muskies, you couldn't get much of a better weekend this weekend if you're going to get out on the water.
You know, hot, sunny, and I tell you, not a better weekend to be cleaning garages for graduation party is what I was doing. But unfortunately, I didn't get out much. But I heard that you got out a little bit.
I got out a little bit. I went up trout fishing. I went up on the Sioux River. And I walked back the creek a little ways. And
anything to brag about?
I caught a couple little sevens, couple little eights. But nothing came home with me. They all went back in the creek. But it was dirty.
Was it dirty?
It was real. And I tried to get as far away from the mouth as I could. I went up the creek a little ways. It was only 5-6 feet wide the whole way I went. And
did you notice, though, when water's dirty like this, does rocks get really slippery, don't they?
Yeah, it's really easy to. I was slipping and sliding around. I was splashing a little bit. But, yeah, it was good fishing. It was good fishing up there. There was a soft bite. They were not in any hurry to leave their little holes that they were sitting in.
Were there any other people up in there?
I didn't see a single person when I was out fishing.
You know, that's the thing. This time of year, it's kind of nice because you can get up into the streams and there's not a lot of crowds in there. And, you know, you can hit the streams and have it all to yourself. And it's kind of neat because you can hear the partridge drumming and, you know, there's a few turkeys still gobbling. And the end of the turkey season is tomorrow. So, well, it's really today. It's the last legal day of turkey hunting. So guys are out there turkey hunting for the last day. And then it's on the fall turkey season, but it was a wet one, so as it was for spring fishing. So we'll see how that turned out. Be a few guys bragging about their turkey season, but there's a lot of guys out there kind of hanging their heads low that they didn't get that gobbler.
We're through Memorial Day, and this really has been a tough spring.
Oh, you know, it's been a tough wet spring, and the lake is real clouded up. It's dirty water. But there's still a lot of guys out there trolling in the bay, trolling outside the bay. Bass fishing, though. If you were down towards Second Landing this weekend, it was just beautiful to be out there. But the parking lot was packed. There was just a ton of people out fishing. And the boat landing was just loaded with trailers. So there were a lot of people out there fishing. A lot of success. People are out there hitting the flats, getting in there. The bass are starting to get up under the spawning beds. I think it's still pre-spawn water temp, so when we get the sun out like that, I would say this week we're going to start seeing some spawning fish.
It's about time. I mean, we're through the end of May now, and with the muddy waters, and it's been cool. This weekend was the first time that we had some real true sunshine in 70s, and that was Saturday. Even Sunday was quite a bit cooler, I thought. And on Saturday.
Yeah, and you're still seeing some frost warnings in northern Minnesota. So, and that's coming this way, and we're still getting cooler nights. It's going to be into the low 40s all week at night, so it's not going to warm up too quick. We're getting the sun going to beat down on us, hopefully, by the end of the day, if not tomorrow. And we're going to be in the 70s a couple days this week, so it's going to warm up, and those smallmouth are going to start spawning. The water's not that clear that people are going to be sight fishing them too well, but they are in there catching some fish. A lot of people are in there casting into the shallows with some top water, and the fish are coming in hitting for sound and smell. So you got to throw some top water with rattles at them, and throwing some bait with a lot of action that attract the smallmouth, and they're hitting well. So we'll probably get Josh to give us a little insight on that too, because I saw some great posts on his Facebook page this weekend where he had some clients out and they had some beautiful smallmouth, a lot of color to them.
So and that's this springtime, those smallmouth are really, I feel like by the end of the summer they kind of get into that dull color, but in the spring, coming out of the winter, they're still kind of that going to be colorful, and they're a pretty fish.
They're beautiful fish and very active, filled out, full of spawn, very fat, and they are a green translucent color this time of year, and just a good fight and fish. So we get a lot of people come from a long ways away. We'll come up here to fish those smallmouth, especially this time of year in June. They'll come all the way up from Texas and Florida to fish these smallmouth. You go down to Second Landing and you'll see boat trailers that say Louisiana, Texas, Florida, Arkansas. It's unbelievable where these boats come from to fish these smallmouth. And these guys, they'll fish from sun up to sundown and fish from sand cut all the way along Long Island, all the way out to the tip of Long Island, fishing the whole bay, chasing the smallmouth, and what a great fish for catch and release. And they're throwing them back, and they're out there just all day long, just beating that water up, trying to catch that 22, 20, 23, 24-inch smallmouth. They're out there, and they're catching a lot of 18-inch, 19-inch fish, which is a great fighting fish. It's a lot of fun for them. And then every so often they'll hook into big northern. And we got some northern out here that are just beautiful, nice 35, 40-inch northern. So they'll hook into them, and what a surprise for them to catch. And they just laugh about them. They say, holy cow, they down south they call them alligators.
The smallmouth on the bay and the spawn, are they going to be up shallow? Where do they sit out on the bay? Because the bay's kind of the same structure. There's no structure. It's all sandy bottom, kind of all the same depth all over. Do they come closer to shore to spawn, or do they stay scattered all over the bay?
Well, the smallmouth out here, they'll scatter after spawning. And there's a few areas where there's gravel on the bottom. We call them rock piles, but in all reality, it's a gravel bottom. And they'll sit around those gravel spots. And there's weed beds on the sides that hold the bait fish, so that the minnows are sitting in, or their bait fish are sitting on the in the weed beds, and then there's also crayfish sitting in those rock piles. So they're eating the crayfish, feeding off the crayfish and the minnows that hold those bass in there, and that's what they're looking for. And that's about the extent of the structure. So they're fishing those structures or some of the breaks, drop-offs along the tip of Long Island, and those fish will move in and off those drop-offs, but they won't move very far off of them. And then along Long Island, there's also some wood slabs that they'll be fishing that those fish will hide behind, and some logs that are out there holding those fish. And they'll hide behind those and hang in amongst them. And that's where the bait is also hiding. So those fish are in there hiding and feeding along that structure too. And the bay is several thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres of water, and it just a lot of area out there to hold a lot of fish. And we also have a lot of walleye out there that, again, there's not a lot of structure to hold those fish or different structures. Those fish are spread out amongst those weed beds. So you're out there covering a lot of territory. Most guys will troll or move with trolling motors, cover a lot of area to get the walleyes versus sitting on a drop-off or a point or a bar that would typically be like an inland lake where they would be sitting off on a big school of walleye. Here you'd have to cover some area to get your walleye. Yeah, but they have put up some good numbers, but we have a lot of quality fish, not as much of the quantity in a particular area. We have good quantity of fish out there, but they're spread out, so you gotta cover a lot of area.
That's what I was just about to ask you, Scott, is Shawmigan Bay, it's so big that I would think that once you get on the fish, you're going to be on fish, but you just have to find the fish. That's the hard part, is finding where those fish are sitting, where those fish are schooling up.
Well, you know, and the smallies, you know, they're schooled up, but it's a spread out school. It's a school that would be, if you were swimming in the water with snorkeling gear and got down and looked, or a glass bottom boat and looked down underneath the boat, you wouldn't see 50 fish together underneath the boat. You'd see five, but there'd be five fish, and you'd move 10 feet, you'd see another five fish. You'd move another 10 feet, you'd see another five fish. So you'd see fish spread out over 100 yards versus five fish or 50 fish on top of each other. So you'd see them spread out over a vast area of a gravel bottom versus having them schooled up very tightly. So you'd have to cover a lot of area to see those fish, but they're typically in a vast area, but in good numbers.
So they're out there biting now, and that's that smallmouth, they're going to start heading into a pre-spawn, hopefully,
well,
this week?
They're probably in a spawn mode right now, and so they're up into the shallows in 4 or 5 foot, down to 10 foot, and they're making beds, and they're up, the females are in there making their beds, laying their eggs, and the males are out, going to move in. On top of that, in the near future when the water gets warm enough, but the females are up in there, going to be laying their eggs on the beds, and then they'll be in there to protect those eggs, and they'll be pretty hard to entice off those beds once they do get in there to lay. But the males will be in there, and they get somewhat aggressive sometimes, so it's kind of fun to catch them, and you'll see them if the water gets clear. But if the water's not clear, you're going to need things that make a little sound, rattles, and then or something that has some good scent to it to entice them, to get them off that that area where they're laying there, close to the females that are in their spawning. So you got to get out there and cast around and move along the shorelines. And they're in there by big numbers. And we have a great fishery for the smallmouth along the Caucagan Slough, Long Island shoreline. And it's all a beautiful shoreline along there. But it is pretty stained water right now, so you got to move a lot of area there to get into the fish.
And somebody that knows all about those fish, Josh Tigan, will be joining us here in just a second on our Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report. Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report, continuing here in just a second with Josh Tigan. Welcome back to our Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report here on Real Rock J96. Joining us now, we have Josh Tigan with Josh Tigan Guide Service.
So where are you heading today?
I will be filming with Gillespie today out on Shawamigan Bay. We're going to try to catch some bass and hopefully get into a few walleyes too.
Well, you're going out with John today. So what's it like filming with John?
He's a character. He's a lot of fun to fish with. You know, he brings a lot of enthusiasm. He's a great fisherman. I've learned a lot from him, but overall, it's just a blast fishing with him. He's done a lot for me, and it's always a good time.
You get on camera often, Josh?
Yeah, I film with him probably about 5 to 6 times a year. Usually in this area, fishing for, you know, whatever species is biting at the time, anything from trout to bass to walleyes, panfish.
So what's on the menu today? What are you guys going after?
Today we're going to start with bass, and then we're going to try maybe before dark and see if we can get a few walleyes. You know, Shawamigan's pretty muddy, but back in Sandcut there's some clear water, and we've been doing pretty good back there, so we're going to hopefully do good on bass, and then we might head over to the Cocagan side and try to get a few walleyes.
So you were out this weekend. How did you do?
Did very good this weekend. Saturday I was out on, I was actually inland. We were muskie fishing on opener. Lost a couple nice fish, but saw quite a few nice muskies. They're still pretty shallow. And then on Sunday I was back on Shawamigan. Got into a lot of bass. We actually got a couple really big walleyes early in the morning. We got a couple, one was 26 inches, one was 25 inches. We were just casting for bass, so that was kind of cool. Nice to see those bigger fish out there, so it was a good weekend.
So are you seeing any bass starting to spawn out?
Not yet, no. I do think they are going to be on beds here probably today or tomorrow. I know on Sunday they started pushing shallow into the woods, so they're going to be on beds here soon, and that's going to get rolling. So it's a little late, but it's good. Water's warming up. I had water temps in the high 50s on Sunday, so we needed that.
What are you looking for those water temperatures?
Generally, I like low 60s. That's usually when, you know, the fish start pushing up shallow, getting on bed. You know, that's when the walleye start getting a little more active, and everything just bites a lot better. You know, summer's finally rolling around, and luckily we didn't get too much rain yesterday either, so that's always good too. So hopefully the bay will clear up here, and looks like it's going to be warm all week, so it should be a great bite here the next couple weeks.
So you're going to be chasing bass, walleye. Are you going to do any musky fishing with Gillespie while you're up here?
No, we won't be doing any muskies, but the plan is if we do really good today for bass and we do get some walleyes, then we're going to go inland tomorrow and we're going to fish for bass, crappies, maybe a few walleyes. That's the plan anyways. You never know with film. If it's slow, we might stay on Shawamigan, but we'll see how it goes.
Is there a big difference right now between the inland lakes and Shawamigan Bay?
The inland lakes are a little warmer. Everything's a little more ahead of schedule. I did see some bass on beds on Saturday, so it's a little bit ahead of schedule. Water temps in the low 60s, and with the warm temps we've had, especially on Friday and Saturday, everything got kicked off. The crappies are moving shallow. They're finally up in you know, 5 to 6 feet of water, so it's moving fast now.
Well, and it's going to go fast once we get actually some warm nights, some warm days, and some sunshine.
Yep, exactly. You know, inland, I'm sure Ashton will be a little cooler, but inland's supposed to be up to 78 or 79 on Tuesday, so that'll really get the ball rolling. Finally.
Yeah, well, she's a little foggy out there right now, so you got to be a little bit careful going down the Sandcut today. Early morning, hopefully it burns off.
Yeah, I hope so. It always makes it a little sketchy going out there. There's a little bit of floating timber out there, so you definitely got to be careful.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that, you know, from this. Yesterday it blew pretty good, too, so it kicked a lot of stuff around. So be careful out there running around. So well, how about some tackle? Any advice there? Go-to baits today or go-to tackle?
We just started doing very good on plastic. You know, in the springtime, it seems like you got a hard bite early in the spring, and once fish start spawning, then it goes to plastic. We've been doing really good on wacko worms by Kalen. Also doing pretty good on the jerk minnows, also by Kalen. And then we've been catching some walleyes on X-Grafts, actually, by Rathlin. They've been working pretty good, just twitching them in the shallows. But those have been my top three baits right now.
Have you been busy? You've been guiding a lot the past couple of weeks?
Yep, I've been out there pretty much every day, mostly on Shawamigan. I've had a few inland trips, but almost every day I've been out on Shawamigan.
It's been steady past few weeks, fishing,
yeah.
Catching fish?
Yep, it's been very good. You know, the water is a little stained, but it hasn't affected us too much. We're still catching a lot of fish, and to be honest, there hasn't been a lot of pressure out there, which is has helped too. It's been a really good bite, really good spring. We actually had 120 fish day last week, and that was by 11 o'clock. I picked clients up at 5 a.m. and we had 120 bass by 11. So it's been good.
Wow, that's a great day. That's a great day. That's a lot of fun. So
yeah,
I bet you get people, clients like that. They would come back real quick then.
Oh yeah, that was a fun day. It's nice when everything lines up and they bite good. But even on a slow day, you know, we're still catching 20 to 30 bass. And, you know, we're always getting some walleyes and pike mixed in. So it really has been a great spring.
You've been throwing some pretty big pike out.
You know, we have not got any big pike yet this year. I've seen a couple that are probably mid to upper 30s. We did break one off that might have been 40, but we haven't got any giants. Quite a few in the, you know, high 20s to low 30s, but no 40s yet.
You catch a lot of big pike throughout the summer?
Yes, we actually do get quite a few. You know, we never target them. I've always wanted to do that. I just haven't had the time. But, you know, when we're bass or walleye fishing out in the bay, we catch probably 4 or 5 a year that are over 40, you know, in that 40 to 43 inch range. Those things, they're so big out there. It's a lot of fun. I mean, those are trophy-sized fish.
That surprises me because you are a musky fisherman. I'm surprised you've never taken a targeted the pike on the bay.
No, I've always wanted to. I tell my buddies every year if I get a day off from guiding, we should go out there and just throw musky lures. And I know if a person would do it, you'd do really good. And I think you'd have a shot at a 45 to 47 inch class fish because there's a lot of them out there. But I just got to take the time to do it.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't done that.
No, one of these days.
Do you fish a lot of muskie out on the bay?
Not in the bay, no. I fish quite a bit on Nimitagen, the Eau Claire chain, Pike Lake chain. I do love muskie fish, and that's probably my favorite thing to do. So I'll be spending a lot of time this year going after them.
And you went out muskie fishing on Saturday for the opener?
Yep, I was out Saturday. Yep, we saw a lot of fish. You know, we had action from 7 or 8 fish. I did lose a couple that were about 44, 45 inches, so that hurt. But, you know, a lot of them still have the spawning marks on them. You know, they're kind of beat up still from the spawn. So that'll probably get going here in about a week or two once that water warms up.
Were you a little rusty with that figure eight?
Yeah. It's been a long winter, so I gotta get back in the game.
Yeah. Well, hey, Josh, no, later on in the summer, we're going to have a little hard time. As you know, the live bait's going to be a little tougher to get. Some of the sucker minnows and fathead minnows had a big die-off at some of our minnow farms. Any advice that you're going to give some of our listeners that we could pass on instead of sucker minnows? What do you think we should be targeting for some of our artificial bait?
What I would do is, first of all, I'd fish early in the morning and later in the evening. You know, that's when the bite can be really good on artificial. So what I do then is I'll throw deep diving crankbait. You know, trolling a lot can be good with you know, flicker minnows, flicker shad, you know, the bait rigs, that stuff, those crankbaits work really good too. And then, you know, a lot of times during the middle of the day when the bite gets a little tougher, just start fishing slow. You know, just fish plastic slow. Like I said earlier, the wacko worm works really good on a jig head, just hooking at wacky styles, looking right in the middle. That jerk minnow too on a 3/8 ounce jig head can work really good. I've caught a lot of walleyes in the middle of summer on that. So, you know, you just fish them a little slower than you normally would. You can a lot of times catch just as many fish, if not more, than if you were using live bait.
All right. Well, appreciate the info. So, good way to get a hold of you, Josh.
Best way is just to call my cell phone. My number is 715-813-0575.
And you're out all the time. You're booked up. You're busy.
Yep. I'm out every day.
So, good deal. So, you're available. People can find you. People can get a hold of you if they want help fishing.
Yep, definitely. For sure. Call anytime.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Josh, thank you so much for the time. Anything else before we let you go?
No, that should be about it. Thank you for having me.
Good luck fishing today. And have fun with that camera crew out there.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun.
Foggy outside here in the Ashland area, 42 in Bayfield, 41 in Fort Wayne, 43 in Duluth, Superior, 42 in Hayward, it's 39 in Mellon, 43 in Ironwood. Good morning, top of the morning to you. It's Real Rock J96, Trevor Ray here, Scott Breding here as well. It's the Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. Scott joining us every Tuesday morning. If you ever miss the Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report live, you can always download it. Go to WJJHFM.com and you can listen to it there online as well. So a couple different ways you can catch that. If you do miss it, you can download it. You can download it onto your Apple iTunes podcast app or your Google Play podcast app, or you can just listen to it straight from the website at WJJHFM.com. WTFM.com. 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and just had Josh Tigan on with Josh Tigan Guide Service, and Josh is heading out into the bay, and he's had a lot of success out there fishing. It's going to get better with it warming up, Scott, and heading into this weekend with the weather that we have coming up, it's going to be a great weekend to get out.
It's going to be a great week to get out, and I'll tell you, Trevor, it's just going to get nothing but better as time goes. We're just getting started. You got to realize, less than 4 weeks ago, we had ice out here. So it's warming up. It's still a little chilly at night. We had snow less than a week ago. Maybe a little more than a week.
Sunday.
It was just a week ago. Yeah. A week ago, we had snow up here. So, it's still spring, unfortunately. But summer's coming. And, Ashland High School graduation's next Sunday. So, unfortunately, I've been tied up with my last son is graduating from high school. So we're going to have fun next weekend with a graduation party at the house. So I've been tied up with that. Fortunately, not being able to get out fishing much. Thank you, Colin, for tying up my weekends, and Yvonne keeping me busy with chores around the house. But, it'll all come to an end pretty quick, and then I can get on with fishing for the rest of the summer.
Well, and it's good because he's able to get out this morning.
Yeah, Colin's out there going to get fishing this morning with his buddies. I'm a little jealous of that. Don't worry, Colin, I got a list of things for you to do when you get home, so don't be out there all day. Yeah, that's probably, if he's listening to the radio, he's probably going to be out there till dark.
Now he's going to be out there all day. He's probably going to follow Josh around all morning. That's what I would do.
I would do if I were him, too. Yeah.
But fishing is going to get better. It's going to warm up pretty soon. It's going to be one of those things where it's going to be sunny and 95 outside, and we're going to wish it was 45 pretty quickly.
Exactly. We're talking a little bit on a break about things coming up, and this weekend is Wisconsin's Free Fishing Weekend, and so there's some great events going on in the area, and one of the big events that are going on is out at the Visitor Center. If you've never fished before, and great event is it's a kids event out there. Every kid, though, has to be accompanied by an adult, and the big thing is dress appropriate. If it's threatening for rain or if it's going to be a little wet out there, dress appropriately. Kids should wear boots if it's going to be, it is wet out there. So kids, wear your boots. Don't wear tennis shoes, because if you want to enjoy it, you can get down close to the pond and you can fish at the pond. They have fishing gear out there, and you can get out there and cast by the pond and catch a fish. If you've never caught a fish before, bring a parent. And all ages are welcome, but get out there. The event is put on by all kinds of local groups, sponsored by from the Forest Service, Trout Unlimited, the Coast Guard will be there, the Loon Watch, UW Stevens Point, Hugo's Pizza, the Pizza Pub, Anglers All. River Rock sponsors it, National Park Service, Bayfield County Land Conservation, Northern College, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The radio station's going to be there, JJH. There's just going to be a ton of people there out there sponsoring it, helping out. The event starts at 9 a.m., goes till 1 p.m. Families are welcome. Kids got to be accompanied by parents. The biggest thing is dress appropriate, kids. Bring your boots so you can get down by the pond, and so you're not soaking wet with your tennis shoes. And you get down there and catch some fish and have fun. And if it's raining out, bring a rain jacket. And the visitor center is a neat place to go see what's the area is all about. They'll have displays out there. You can win prizes. There's just all kinds of great, great things going on at the Northland Great Lakes Visitor Center. It's just 2 miles west of Ashland. That's on Saturday, June 1st. You can get out there and walk the trails. They have fish in the pond out there. You're guaranteed to catch a fish if you've never caught a fish before. A ton of fun for the kids' first event. And they're going to teach you how to tie fish or tie hooks on a line, how to handle the fish, and how to catch and release a fish, how to put it back in the pond.
And all the people that are going to be at this, all the people that are putting this event on, are people that want you to get outside and want you to enjoy having fun in the outdoors, having a safe, fun time. And so it's a, if you're going to learn, if you want to learn, if you are on the fence about trying to learn how to fish again, or you haven't gone fishing, or you want to take the kids out fishing, this is an event that there's going to be people there that can help you, and you're going to have fun.
And here's the key. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can go out there, enjoy it. Parents, you don't have to have a fishing license. Kids, you don't have to have a license. It doesn't cost anything. And you can win some prizes out there.
So, and if you're going to take the kids out fishing, you want to be able to catch fish, and you're nearly putting a guarantee on that.
I can almost guarantee it.
And rarely can you go fishing and almost guarantee you're going to catch a fish.
Yeah. The key things are is, dress appropriately, and kids, bring your parents from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go out there and just have a good time. Watch your kids smile on your face. Bring your camera and take a picture of your children with their first fish, if that's your first time fishing. But they're going to teach them about how to handle fish, how to enjoy the outdoors, and how to respect it, how to pick up after themselves, how to respect things that are outdoors, and teach them the right things to do when they're outdoors with the fish. So great event this Saturday. And if you are a fish enthusiast, take your children fishing. There's plenty of places to go fishing in the area. There's a lot of docks from fishing from shore. This weekend's Wisconsin Free Fishing Weekend. All you have to do is abide by Wisconsin fishing laws and regulations. So you can go fishing anywhere in Wisconsin and fish all lakes, streams, waters, and fish without a license this weekend. And it's open to anybody. You don't have to be a resident or non-resident. You can fish in Wisconsin without a license. So if you are visiting the area and you want to try fishing in Wisconsin, June 1st and June 2nd in Wisconsin, it's free. So go out and try fishing in Wisconsin. Wisconsin DNR doesn't do anything for free very often. And this weekend is it. So might want to call one of the charter fishermen. If they're not booked this weekend, give them a call, and they'll take you out fishing. And that's about the only thing that's going to cost you money this weekend is paying for the charter. So if they're not booked this weekend, they're going to be now. So give them a call. They'll take you out. Otherwise, there's a lot of places. Call us down at River Rock at 715-682-3232. We'll give you some information on possible charters that are in the area, or anybody that could take you out fishing. Otherwise, we'll point you in a direction that you can go fishing from shore. We have all kinds of information on areas to go fishing.
And with all the grad parties going on around the area, this is probably the best way to get the in-laws out of the house. They're in town all weekend, and they're not from in-state, and you're kind of tired of hanging out with them. Point them in a direction, tell them to go to the lake, give them a fishing pole, give them a box of tackle, and you won't see them all afternoon.
What a great idea. Now you're on to me, Trevor.
I knew what you were doing. That's why you scheduled it this weekend.
Yeah. I'm in trouble. Yeah. Well, it is. Hopefully the weather holds up. Saturday's not supposed to be that beautiful of a day, but you never know.
It's so early still.
The weatherman could be wrong by a couple days maybe. But this week's going to be beautiful, and it's supposed to be nice and warm all week. Grass is going to grow, and I'm going to have to cut it a couple times maybe this week, unfortunately, if it's going to be 70-some degrees, especially with all the rain that we've had. It's just crazy out there, but we need the warm weather.
It's the season. It's time for the warm weather. The snow, I'm done with snow, I think, for another couple months.
Well, can you tell me it's not going to snow again?
I can't guarantee anything with this spring. I can't guarantee no snow. I can't guarantee there's not going to be ice out on the bay here in a couple of weeks, the way things have been going.
Oh, it's crazy. Crazy. Well, we need some clear water, and I'll tell you, that's one thing that we're gonna have to we need out here is some calm weather. We need this rain to stop. We need the wind to slow down a little bit. A little word of caution out there with the recent rain and wind. Getting a lot of reports from guys that are out there trolling guys and gals that are out there fishing is word of caution. Wear your life jacket when you're out in the boat, and keep your eyes peeled. There's a lot of debris in the water. There's a lot of floating logs, a lot of things going from the shoreline that have been there for years that are dislodged from the wind beating up the shoreline. and now it's out there floating in the lake. So wear your life jackets, and let's not get any casualties or accidents that are unfortunate, and they're very preventable. Especially if you're wearing your life jacket, at least you can get back in the boat. You get tossed from the boat. Let's wear a life jacket all the time out there. Especially, it's easy to do is to put a life jacket on and prevent that part of an accident is being able to get, you know, back in the boat, being able to float. If you don't have that life jacket on, there's nobody can help you get back in if you get tossed back out.
Absolutely. Be safe. Have fun. Go fishing this week. It's going to be a wonderful week of fishing. Scott, thank you so much for coming out. If people need help and they want to go fishing and they want to stop in the River Rock Inn and Bait Shop, how can they find you?
Yeah, come on down 1200 Lakeshore Drive West in Ashland, right across from the power plant at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop.
Scott, thank you so much. We'll be back next Tuesday. You going to come out again, Scott?
Yeah, we'll be able to talk to you next week, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
There you go. That's the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. It's every Tuesday morning here on Real Rock G96 at 6 o'clock from 6 until 7 here on Real Rock G96.